This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whoa!
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
To SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, South Coastal Salt. I see you, brother. Dean's the bomb. I wish he'd run for office. Man, I'll tell you what, I would do exactly what Josiah did, to the extreme, to every jot and tittle to the law of God's moral law concerning what's going on in this country. No doubt about it. Read 2 Kings chapter 22. Josiah, when he seen God's moral law, what did he do? Oh, and by the way, when you say I'm the bomb, it's just a flame of fire. The Bible's clear when it says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Hebrews 1:7. John Wesley, as a matter of fact, I don't know if people know this or not, but he's a field preacher. He's kicked out of the church of the day for exposing them for who they were. But he was a field preacher. He'd go to the fields, and he said, I would set myself on fire every morning so the world could come watch me burn. That's Christianity, friends. We serve a God that is a consuming fire, period, just for the record. I want to address this really quick, and then we're going to get back to our main topic. But in between that, I'm going to take a phone call as well. 1-866-582-9933. Did you guys hear, just a moment ago, the propagandist just told you that you don't have to wear a mask anymore? See how they're working together in concert? If you've been vaccinated. Okay. To the employees, they said that if you go to Walmart, if all the employees at Walmart have been vaccinated, they don't have to wear their masks neither. Do you see what I'm talking about? How they're forcing compliance? Oh my goodness. This is going to be real bad. It's going to be real bad. The lawsuits that are coming, friends, regardless if they think that they're immune or they're shielded from consequence or not, wait until people start seeing the consequences and the side effects of these vaccinations, because they're not going to be able to conceal it. And we're already hearing in pockets close to us of people that are experiencing side effects and even death on a personal level, okay? But I want you to see this, because OSHA is finally standing up and doing their job. Maybe that they always have been, but they've been silenced again by the mainstream media. But OSHA tells employers that they may be liable for any adverse reactions if they mandate COVID shots. I'm just here to tell you, there is no law that tells you you better be vaccinated. The burden of proof lies on them. Ask them to show you. They cannot show you. You have OSHA laws. You have HIPAA laws. You have the Nuremberg Code, all applicable to what's going on here. There is no law in the U.S. Constitution that delegates to your representatives telling them that in a time of crisis, the U.S. Constitution is null and void and whatever they say goes. Are you all seeing this on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com? OSHA is telling employers that they may be liable for any adverse side effects or reactions if they mandate shots. You can't mandate a shot. Okay, this is something that they don't want you to see neither. I'm shooting from the hip right now concerning the propagandists again through the mainstream media. Did you see Dr. Reiner Fulmick? Did you see that he is heading up a team of 1,000 attorneys? Now, how many attorneys are going to jump on board concerning a lawsuit if they don't know that they have them? But he didn't find one. He didn't find 100. He found 1,000 attorneys and over not one, not 10, not 100 medical experts, but over 10,000 medical experts in legal proceedings against who? World Health Organization, he's not a doctor, the head of that organization. He's tear-tied, by the way, because they put him there. He's a subordinate because they knew that he would do whatever they told him to do. Okay? Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. So there's legal proceedings against WHO and world representatives for what? Here, let's say it together, friends, just so you can all understand what I've been telling you since day one is exactly what's happening today. Four crimes against humanity. Who are they talking about? Those that are selling you the virus. The same ones trying to force you into taking vaccinations. That's who these attorneys are going after. That's who these 1,000 attorneys are going after and 10,000 medical experts are going after for crimes against nature. Against humanity. Again, who are they? The WHO and world representatives. And you can rest assured the CDC is going to be in there. The FDA is going to be in there. You can rest assured Anthony Fauci is going to become subject to a lawsuit. Same thing with Bill Gates. And they're going to think that their money is going to get them out. Friends, we're not ruled by money. We're ruled by law. That applies to all countries under God that work righteousness. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. What say you, my friend?
Well, I find it interesting because, you know, I was out today and I sit at the restaurant where I normally eat and they still had their masks on. And I asked the waitress, I said, I thought Walls said you didn't need to do that. And they're wearing them because everybody's still scared. And I'm like, well, what good does, you're wearing something that does no good. Even though they took a vaccine that gives them no immunity, I mean, it's basically like, when your kids were 2 years old and they'd throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
And bad parents just cater to that tantrum.
Yeah.
And look at the misery they get down the road because they just let something scream and panic to the screaming instead of stop the screaming with discipline like they should. Well, that's what we've done in this shamdemic.
That's right.
We've
Steve, can I,
healthcare.
Steve, hang on a second. Can I tell people who you are and what it is that you do?
Sure.
I won't tell them where. He is a chief
EMT. Don't give my last name.
I won't do that. Steve is a chief EMT. Emergency medical technician. My brother is one, too, as well. I don't know if you knew that, Steve. But the fact of the matter is, the guy knows what he's talking about here. Say on, Steve. Say on.
Well, I mean, it's just amazing because the death rate from last year was no different than this year. And, I mean, if you're drowning and you want somebody to save you, wouldn't you want somebody that knows how to swim? Why would you ask somebody that's sinking and drowning themselves to save you?
No, Steve. That's a great point. It's a great point. So they have Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the world, telling them by 3 billion, he said it, okay, telling the people that if we do a really good job on vaccines, we can get there. We can depopulate the planet by 3 billion people. Judah, will you pull that up for any of those that think that I'm making this up, because I'm not? But again, it's not that they can't swim. They're trying to sink the people that are on that boat, Steve. Let's take it a step further. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they sat there at the start of this all. They said, we have no treatment, so just wait until you get really, really sick, and we'll throw you on a ventilator and make a gob of money as you die.
That's right.
Where organizations like Frontline Doctors...
Got about 5 seconds, Steve, 5 seconds.
Or Brownstein had cures, and they ignored the people with the cures.
Yeah. Thanks for your insight, Steve. Totally appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We will be right back after this break.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, or you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see your callers up there. I'm going to take you in just a moment. I'm waiting for this to come through right now. As a matter of fact, I will just walk over here and I will pull this up because I want to play this. I always want to back up what I'm saying over here, and I don't want you thinking that I'm just making it up, because we're not doing that here, friends, okay? We don't do that here, just for the record. And I want you to listen to this. This is Bill Gates. Listen carefully to what he said. He's the one setting the narrative here. And again, listen carefully as to what this devil incarnate has to say.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health
Parenthood.
Services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, did we all hear Billy say that? Okay, because there's ignorant people out there, friends. No matter how many times I say it, oh, he never said that. He never said that.
First, we've got population.
One more time.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Whoa! Did Billy really say that? Billy really said that? Billy said it. We got Jerry calling in from Nevada. We're going to get back to the topic here in just a moment concerning Netanyahu, friends. It gets better concerning that criminal over there, that globalist. But we got Jerry calling in from Nevada. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? We got Jerry? Hello? Jerry, I hear you. Hello, Jerry.
Okay. Hey, Bradley. I'm here if you can hear me.
I can hear you. You're there.
Okay. All right. Hey, Bradley, I want to say that you gave me an understanding and opened my eyes and greatly helped me with Benjamin Netanyahu, what he's doing over in Israel. So yeah. I really appreciate that.
Cool.
And you said you wanted to talk about that, so I'd like to hear more.
Okay. Well, I'm on that right now. Was there a point that you wanted to make real quick, or was that it?
Well, okay, I wanted to, if I can go one other place, I want to say that I'm asking people about the vaccine, and nobody is researching what is in it before they even take it.
Exactly, exactly. And then you have the FDA adding insult to injury by approving it and sealing the deal that has never been proven, and therein lies the problem. And this is why it's called Operation Warp Speed, is because they want to get it into your body before you can actually figure out what it's all about. Therein lies the truth of the matter. Okay, and I don't know what happened to Comrex, but it's coming back up. I think I just lost their friend in Nevada. Nope, there he is. And so therein you have it. If you go over to, are you still there, Jerry?
Yes, I am.
Okay, if you go over to Health Impact News, there is updates going on all day long. As a matter of fact, I'd like to just highlight this since you're asking the question. Since today, May 15th, 2021, 10,570 people are now dead, 405,259 injuries. This is the European database of adverse drug reactions from COVID-19 vaccines. That's why they're defying right now, because the American people still haven't figured out what's going on over there. But if you go to healthimpactnews.com, you will find all the updated information that you need. And I am telling you, man, the information that these guys are bringing to the table is priceless, because the mainstream media means to censor everything that Health Impact News is bringing to your attention even now. So thank you for the call from Nevada. I will get back to this. And again, thank you for your call, and thank you for bringing up that point. I want to get back over to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, from criminal to hero. I want you to see how this works, because people need to understand that he is not a good guy. The only ones that are saying that he's a good guy is the professed church. Is the professed church. And you already see their lack of Christianity every step of the way. Put that up against 1 John 2:4. Okay? And I've brought you about line upon line, precept upon precept, and then I started to bring you over Christians for Truth, which they reported that the mainstream media omitted. That 75% of Israelis refusing to get vaccinated in coming COVID, they called it the vaccine holocaust. Okay? Now, what I want you to see is this. The people in that prospective country stood up to the vaccine passports because they were offering their freedom back to them in Israel, just like you're allowing the CDC to set the narrative if you allow them to, friends. It's not going to fly here. I can tell you that right now. But it's interesting to note that the people in Israel, understanding who Benjamin Netanyahu is, right, and what he's responsible for doing, they stood up against him. Now, I want to make one more point, and I'm going to bring you over to show you how they stood up against him, okay? Because this is what you need. Take the lessons from the Israelis right now, friends, and from them other countries, and those people, those good people that are standing up against tyranny in their prospective countries. But I want you to check this out. From the average Israeli's perspective, their family survived. This is what you need to understand. They survived the so-called Holocaust, including grotesque medical experiments that you're allowing the medical industry to do to you through forced compliance. If so, you bend the knee and submit, okay? And what they're saying over there in Israel is the people are, wait a second, we are the survivors of the Holocaust. We are the survivors. Our parents, our grandparents, our uncles, our aunts, our brothers, our sisters survived the medical experiments at the hands of Joseph Mengele that people are subjecting themselves to today, along with having their teeth stolen from their mouth, the gold from their teeth, by the Nazis and the dentist to fund Hezbollah. This is the Israeli people telling you what the mainstream media does not want you to know. So they aren't about to die in a real Holocaust with these deadly vaccinations, right? You know what's interesting? Americans did not and do not realize that the Israelis were not going to put up with this. And before most knew what was happening, Netanyahu was being indicted for, are you ready for this, good guys and girls? He's being indicted for bribery, for fraud. He is indicted for the breach of trust. The breach of trust. Why? Because since the beginning, the inception of this pandemic, he has turned on his own people and told other globalists, you can go ahead and do your tests on my people here. The people in that country said, oh, no, you don't. We understand what's going on. See, here, I want to say this because this comes to my aid. I spent some time just over the last couple of days sharing with my friends on this show. The mercy of God is already exposed to you who the bad guys are. The head of the FDA, the head of the WHO, the head of the CDC, and all their little subordinates, right, that just went along doing their jobs, as they say, while they zero in on crimes against humanity. Because that's what they're responsible for. It's like the Nuremberg trials. I did a whole article on this back in 1944. All those war criminals that were responsible for killing millions and millions and millions of people that Adolf Hitler didn't like anymore, wouldn't it be something for the people on a global scale to make sure that the Nuremberg trials happen before destruction takes place rather than after? That is my message. Prevention is better than cure. That is the message of prophetic people. Stop. Psalm 11. Right? Psalm 11. And what am I talking about? By them thy servant is warned. That's why the Lord sends apostolic and prophetic people, friends. And this is what the church should be doing right now. They should be calling for justice concerning all of these criminals that are in concert in this alliance with death. And bringing them to trial before people on a mass level are genocide. That's my message. It always has been. You already know who the bad guys are. See, the folks in Israel, friends, they did the right thing. You know what they did? They went and they indicted the Joker for what? His crimes against the people. Oh, you think that's not happening? Okay, let's if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com, click on there, you can see these social media platforms. Netanyahu indicted in court after removing immunity request. He was trying to mandate that everybody got vaccinated. Oh, but he's God's man. Yes, he is, to judge wicked people. But what happens? The Lord's looking for the good people to stand up against the wicked, and that's what's happening in Israel. What about this? Netanyahu indicted in court on corruption charges after dropping immunity bid. Did you hear that, Americans? No. No. He's not. He's a globalist. He's a Judas to his own people, Luke 22:48. Where are you people in the Church of America today getting this information from besides the hirelings in the pulpit that are not appointed of God but rather the devil? John 10:12. You're looking at it right now. Hey, folks, every once in a while, they'll blurt the truth out in their own confusion. Here it is. You know, someone's making a point right now. Some people, no matter how much truth you give them, they just don't want to see it. It doesn't matter, though, my friends. It's only my job to give it to them. If they reject it, they're bringing condemnation unto themselves and judgment. And that's exactly what's happening. I mean, look at all these people, for example, that are mocking people that are not taking the vaccinations. What's happening to them? They're falling over dead. In some cases, within 24 hours. On the front of sonsoflibertymedia.com, what is it? Well, we've seen another one in India. Oh, it's not dangerous. It's safe. Within 24 hours, he's dead. Friends, this is happening, and it's happened. Multitudes have died mocking anti-vaxxers, and within a short amount of time, they're dead. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fighting in the Middle East continues. Once again, Hamas is launching rockets towards Israel. They've returned with air fire on the Gaza Strip. The Associated Press said their headquarters were destroyed during an Israeli airstrike on a building after people were told to evacuate. Palestinian authorities say over 130 people have died. Mediation efforts are underway. The U.S. envoy is now on the ground meeting with Palestinians and Israelis separately. Egypt is also working to de-escalate the intense fighting. On Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the loss of life was tragic and horrific to watch. She also said President Biden supports Israel's right to defend itself. This is USA Radio News. A Florida congressman may have paid over a dozen women for sexual favors. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
The DailyBeast.com reporting Friday that former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg will tell federal investigators that Congressman Matt Gaetz paid over 15 women for sex. Sources tell the website that one of those women later got a no-show government job funded by Seminole County taxpayers. Also, one person tells the Daily Beast they saw Gaetz snort cocaine at a hotel in Orlando in 2019. Greenberg expected to plead guilty Monday to federal charges and cooperate with an investigation into Gaetz. Gaetz has not been charged with a crime, and he denies paying women for sex. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The situation in Japan is getting worse. They now have expanded the coronavirus state of emergency that's in Tokyo. It's now in 9 other areas as well. It's only 2 months away from the beginning of the Tokyo Olympics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. That's funny, guys. Reading some of the comments on live feed right now. I just want to tell all of you guys that are there every day, I totally appreciate you. I totally appreciate your loyalty to what we're holding to, and that's the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution. Again, because we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. I just got to shoot this out there really quick. We'll get back to our main topic. Isn't it interesting, again, the person, Trader Joe, guilty of the act of treason along with his son. Obama's guilty. Trump's guilty. Bush is guilty. Administration after administration is guilty of committing treason against the people, Article 3, Section 3. And they'll even call each other out for being guilty of treason, but yet nothing ever happens to them, right? Isn't it interesting Joe Biden's talking about how Israel has a right to defend themselves? Isn't this the guy that's trying to disarm the American people? Yep, it is. Isn't this the guy that's saying that we need to either get vaccinated or put a mask on? There's no in-between. Yeah, oh, that's him. Wait a second, Joey? Treasonous Joe? I mean, you're just acting out in such a fashion that I knew you would. You're a criminal. I mean, this guy's, he's so upright, friends. 80 million people voted him in, or so they would have you believe, that he's got to use our military against us to protect him, to act as a traitor to the people in the people's White House. That's how legit he is. He's as legit as this pandemic is. He's legit as legit as the words that come out of his devilish heart. Out of the abundance of the mouth, what? The heart speaks. And the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, friends. That is what you're tolerating in the people's White House. Did you hear the media a couple segments ago? Did you hear him talk about how domestic terrorist might just act out. How do they predict all that? And voila, just before you know it, friends, instilling fear, driving fear, to get them to do whatever you, to get you to do whatever they want you to do. How is it that it always goes back to domestic terrorism and being white? How do you do that statistically? You don't. You just keep throwing it out there until the people drink it in. That's all. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Why do you put up with this, friends? They're trying Americans, American Christian, patriot, conservatives. This administration is attempting to criminalize you for standing on the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. And if you know anything about a little history here, terrorism, they're calling you terrorists, right? DHS has given that definition, 72 different definitions right after September 11th, which had nothing to do with two towers following. That was about creating agencies to attack we the people that would oppose their political ideologies concerning the global order. That's all it is. It's not the Patriot Act. It's called the Act of Tyranny is what it is. Okay? You need to start seeing things for what they are rather than what they want you to believe they are. But isn't it interesting, friends? Terrorism, defined in Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition is government by intimidation. What are you seeing today? What are you seeing today, friends? Government by intimidation. Who are the terrorists? Did you know that the same mindset today, going through this country in government agencies, did you know it matches up with the tyrant that would not be ruled by God over 244 years ago? Did you know that our forefathers were defined to be terrorists by King George? Our forefathers. Did you know that? Well, they're trying to do it again. History's repeating itself. But this time, you have an opportunity. Going back to the Nuremberg trials that I was talking about during the last segment, you have the opportunity now to gather up all these criminals and to have the trial before genocide. You have that think about this. You have that opportunity right now. Read Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51, verse 4, when you get a moment. And the very character of God is righteousness and judgment. Psalm 97, also read Jeremiah 9:24. I think I just said that. 9:16 and 17, book of Psalm. And just to clarify, I believe that I said during the last segment, Psalm 19:11. I believe I said Psalm 19:11. By them thy servant is warned. I just wanted to go back to that and clarify that, because I think I said that. I'm not sure that I did or not. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Love to hear from you. We got two segments left. You can join us on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the right side of the page and join us on social media platforms and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Again, would love to hear from you. Lots of comments. Got 580 of them on one platform right now. 1-866-582-9933. Pro or con. Doesn't matter. Okay? If you want to challenge something, we'll bring you to the points that we're making here. Facts given you directly from the people's mouth that are responsible for saying and directly responsible for the things that they're doing, if you so desire to do so. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu being sold to you in America that he is God's man. He is not God's man. He is a devil. He is a Judas that has turned on his own people, Luke 22:48. And the fact of the matter is you need to judge them by their fruit, just like you do here in America, Matthew 7:16. I've already taken you through it line upon line, precept upon precept. I just got done sharing with you before the last couple calls that came in that Netanyahu is now being indicted. He's been indicted for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, exposing him to be the criminal that he's always been. Now put that up against Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. Now I want to bring you to the next level, because you can see here that Netanyahu indicted in court after removing immunity request. He wanted to make sure that everybody was forced to take the vaccination. He's a globalist, friends. Okay? He's a globalist. Okay? Then I take it to the next level. Then here you see him with Donald Trump. Netanyahu indicted in court on corruption charges after dropping immunity bid. Okay? Corruption, breach of trust, okay? Then let's take it to the next step. Now, how is the mainstream media, how are they trying to put them out? Reuters is one of the worst, by the way. They're a propaganda outlet from start to finish. They're one of the worst. It's another outlet that attacked me a long time ago, never took the time to ask me one question. They just hear it from somebody else, and then they put their own narrative together, and they try to blacken your name. Blacken it. I mean, if you read Philippians 2, my reputation is not mine to hold, it's the Lord's. And as long as I'm in his business and doing his business, he's the one that's going to take care of my reputation. I mean, what did they say of Jesus? Well, some said he was a good man, and some, others said that he was a deceiver. That's what the Bible says, friends. Let's stick to the word here. We got two calls coming up right now. Thank you. I was just going to say to GCN, can you give me some names, please? But look at this. If you're on social media platforms, again, if not, that's okay. But Reuters just reported Netanyahu says Gaza militants will pay very heavy price over rocket fire. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Do you remember, let's take it back over to New York just recently. Do you remember when Cuomo, this criminal, creep? I remember I seen this guy. I remember seeing him on a video, and he had a governor of New York. He had both of his nipples pierced. I thought, what a creepy, slimy joker. And we know his brother's a little useful idiot over at CNN, too, who's as much of a hypocrite as he is. But I want you to check this out. Netanyahu says Gaza militants will pay very high price, heavy price over rocket fire. Now, this is the point that I want to make with Cuomo over here, and then I'll bring it back to Netanyahu. Isn't it interesting how he was under attack for the crimes against the elderly in the old folks' homes there in New York? Do you remember this? And then do you remember all the women that were coming out? I think the last number was 7 to 9 women were coming out, pointing their finger at Cuomo as advancing towards them sexually for crimes against women. And then before you knew it, friends, all of a sudden, he was the victim, and then they made him out to become the hero. Remember how all that came through? Distraction with the women? Because he was being highlighted, friends, for his crimes against the elderly, and then the women came in to distract the message from his crimes against the elderly, right? And then he comes out, and all of a sudden, it's just all water under the bridge. Nobody hears about it anymore because the mainstream media doesn't want it out there anymore. They distracted the people to get their eyes off of his crimes against the people. And now, for some reason or another, he's coming in with vaccine passports, and they're trying to put him up as the good guy. This is what they do. It shows you that they are globalists. Netanyahu, he's indicted for what? Fraud. Bribery, breach of trust, and before you know it, all of a sudden, all the news is what? Distracting you towards what's going on in Gaza and Israel. Well, what about all of Netanyahu's crimes? What about his removal? Oh, no. No, we don't need that anymore. We need to save our guy that's sinking right now. He's done our biddings for us. Right? At least temporarily. It's a covenant of death. That's a covenant of hell. Isaiah 28, verse 18. It will be disannulled. But what are they doing? Well, if you look in the media today, friends, they have him out. The mainstream media came to his aid, and they're trying to put him out there all across the world now that he is the guy that's going to come in and play the commander. He's going to be the hero to the people now. Wait a second. What about his crimes against the people of Israel? They don't want you to know about that. So this is called distraction. That's what's happening here. Netanyahu says Gaza militants will pay very heavy price. Look at the timing of all of this, friends. It's perfect timing. We need to get in there and defend our guy that has been doing all of our biddings. Okay, so let's do this. Let's just create a war. Let's create a crisis. And then we'll take him from being the victim to the hero. Is that what's happening? Do you guys remember when this happened? This Jezebelian governor, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. Do you remember? Folks, she assails her people constantly. Constantly assailing her people. I'm going to get back to her in just a moment. I'm going to take these calls in just a moment. Okay, I got Illinois. I got New Mexico. I'll take those two calls. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. We got one more segment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You know what? I'm just here. I'm above it. 1 John 5:2 talks about how the faith overcomes the world. And you know what? The bottom line is I am there. And regardless of what comes down, I still have hope. I mean, you know what's crazy? Some people, especially in the professed church, it's crazy to me, but they almost act like because you hope that you can make it through and win the day for your posterity, they almost look at you like, what are you doing? You can't do that. My message is gloom and doom. Well, I'm here to tell you, your message is not scriptural. Okay? I was going over to 1 John 5:2, also go to 1 John 5:3 and 1 John 5:4. Because what is it that overcomes our over the world? What is it to achieve the victory? Even our faith. Who gives us the faith? Jesus Christ does. Hebrews 12:2. When you get a moment. I want to make one more point, and I'm going to take these phone calls. 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about how we have a Jezebelian dictator tyrant who operates in totalitarian methods through forced compliance. Totally illegal. Said the Supreme Court, not once but twice, in the state of Michigan. Who keeps assuming authority that's never been given unto her. And you see a lot of people in Michigan keep acting with her pretended authority rather than the judges that have struck it down. And they have, in fact, struck it down. And I remember when they struck down, not once but twice, the Supreme Court court came in and struck down her one of her 100, I'm sure it's probably at 200 now, her unconstitutional executive orders, telling her and the people in the state that she does not have constitutional authority to do so, the things that she's doing through her unconstitutional edicts. Do you remember that was on a Friday? And by the end of the weekend, she was no longer dethroned. Now she was on top of it again because they made her out to be a victim in the face of those that were doing their best to lawfully remove her from power. But what did the powers that are tolerated, like the FBI, and I'm talking about the corrupt in the FBI, what did they do? They had to go set up a case and make it out like someone is trying to kidnap her and they were going to try to take her out that way. Folks, the fact of the matter is, let's, before we jump to conclusions, let's understand that men in this country are innocent until proven guilty. And it's interesting, that's how the mainstream media operates until it applies to one of their people, right? Then it's allegations. But over the weekend, friends, she was a dethroned devil, and by the end of the weekend, by Monday, she was the victim of a kidnapping plot. The media does this all day long. DeWine did it in Ohio. He did the same exact thing. He assails the people, and then when the people respond, how does the media report on those people? As if the governor's somehow or another the victim to the people that he's supposed to serve, when in fact he's doing nothing but assailing the people by transgressing the Constitution that he swore to uphold. Let's put this into perspective, okay? And until we do, friends, nothing's going to change in this country. We got Cody calling in from Illinois. What say you, my friend?
How's my favorite patriot preacher?
I don't know. Am I the only favorite patriot preacher that you know?
Well, I don't think there's too many of them out there. I tend to agree with you that...
Well, I was kind of hoping that you were going to tell me there's a whole bunch of them and I'm your favorite out of the whole bunch. What are you doing, Cody?
Favorite. Well, you said there's only about a handful of preachers or whatever preaching the truth. I think,
oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Thank you. But I appreciate that.
What I wanted to talk about is I've been following this Telegram channel called Constitutional Fraud, and it's a historian named Michael Gaddy who's, you know, has pulled out a lot of information out of the archives about what really happened, that the, you know, Articles of Confederation were actually, it was actually a superior document to the Constitution, and kind of the oligarchs at the time, they wanted this Constitution, they kind of forced it through. And were you aware George Mason was supposedly the only one that would not sign the Constitution without a Bill of Rights?
Oh, that's interesting. And I know other people they had question about the Bill of Rights too, because they think it added to what they didn't need to add to. But can I go back to one thing that you just said a moment ago, Cody?
Sure.
Did you say that the Articles of Confederation, they wanted that to usurp the U.S. Constitution, because that was basically that which held the Union together in the process until the 13 colonies established what we have today. I thought that was there for the very purpose of holding up until the U.S. Constitution was actually ratified.
Well, the U.S., apparently that was a superior document to the U.S. Constitution.
During that time.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the Constitution usurped. Really, it was not legal what they did. According to what he's researched, to go in there and have a constitutional convention the way they did it was not legal. And you know, I can't really talk more educated other than that. But he's got that Telegram channel that he's putting something out every day talking about the history. He spent like 5 years going through the archives and something. Like, he deciphered some letters between, what was it, Jefferson and Monroe? There was, you know, why was it written in code, you'll ask yourself. Well, it had to do with international banking. You know, there's a lot of little things that people, you know, it's the whole revisionist history thing that we don't
exactly
know much about.
And I think that's exactly what it comes down to. I think it's exactly what it comes down to, because, you know, I see some people right now even leaving comments talking about our forefathers, and I heard this about them and I heard that about them. Well, the bottom line is what's the fruit of those men? Regardless of what you think they are or what you've been told by the revisionists as to what they are, what is the fruit of those men? We're here today because of it, and we have the freest. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. What would be the fruit of those men without the Bill of Rights? That Constitution would not be too much without the Bill of Rights, and it almost happened, you know, that it was ratified without. So that's kind of scary to think of. You know, they're really perverted, from what I understand, the Necessary and Proper Clause, you know, all, you know, the Commerce Clause and all that, and that's, I think, why they say there was better protections for budgets and all that in the Articles of Confederation. So I'd urge you to check out that Telegram channel on constitutional fraud and see what you learn. And we can.
Yeah, you know what? When I read the Bill of Rights though, and I read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, it tells me exactly why it was added, and it was to basically prevent deconstructionism the way that we're seeing it today. And with that said, I think it only adds to; it doesn't take away. But my understanding was other people were kind of in question to why do we need it in the first place, because it's already been written in the enumerated laws. And so to me, either way, I think it added to solidifying what they established. And if you read it, it just gives more details to what our freedoms entail. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the Bill of Rights for what they are, it's the Bill of Thou Shall Nots to those that serve we the people, but they haven't gotten the understanding from that lesson yet, and that's the American people and their responsibility to teach them that lesson. So that's just my opinion. And I think it's a great document.
Did you understand me correctly that it was, if it was not for George Mason, we wouldn't even have a Bill of Rights?
Oh, right.
They had drafted the Constitution. They had drafted the Constitution already. He was the one that was refusing to sign until they had a Bill of Rights.
Send me that stuff, would you, Cody? Send me that stuff, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Totally appreciate it. Yep, thank you, man. We got Frank calling from New Mexico. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, thank you, brother.
Sure.
I just love your program. You bring so much information. And getting back to your previous caller, you know, he's mentioning the Bill of Rights and our Supreme Court on the 6th of February not only just completely ignored the Bill of Rights, but they actually attacked it.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was yep. Horrific what they did when they said that government has the right to shut down all houses of worship, no matter what denomination or how we try to honor and glorify our Father. But they said that the Constitution is irrelevant.
Yeah.
The government can shut down all houses of worship and... all singing and chanting can be prohibited at will.
Are you now? You're talking about what's going on in California, am I right, Frank?
It happened. It was a reaction of the court to the situation at the time in California where had decided that churches or all houses of worship could be shut down even when restaurants stay open. So what the Supreme Court said was, well, the government can shut down houses of worship at will as long as they shut down the restaurants as well.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear that. I do know that the Supreme Court came in and shut down Gavin Newsom for what he was attempting to do. And on my end, I heard just the exact opposite concerning they can put it down to a 25% limitation on meetings, so on and so forth. But they basically slapped the hand of Gavin Newsom and said, you can't go as far as you've gone. So could you do me a favor and go over to Sons of Liberty Radio, go to info, and send me some of that information? I'd like to see that, Frank. I really would.
I'll tell you what, I don't have any internet access, but I can tell you.
Where are you listening to me from right now, Frank? I'm curious.
I'm listening from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
What's the radio station?
KIVA.
KIVA. Oh, awesome. Okay, I got my good friend out there, and I just appreciate you guys out there. For the sake of time, I'm being shut down right now, Frank. Thank you for calling in, brother. I totally appreciate it. And I'm going to dig in a little bit on that information that you just shared, because I heard just the exact opposite. Hey, folks, when you get a moment, read the preamble to the U.S. Bill of Rights. It's to prevent misconstruction, okay, or abuse of its powers. That's what it's for. So go ahead and check that out when you get a moment. Thank you for your calls. Love you by what we do. And we will talk to you in a day in 23. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.